Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining me today on February 15th, and it is time for your daily dose of reality. For our first story today, we are going to talk about the world's most predictable tragedy, that of Donald Trump getting acquitted in his second impeachment trial. Fans of fascism can rejoice as only 57 senators voted to convict Donald Trump of inciting the January 6th Capitol riot, falling 10 votes short of the 67 needed to convict. I highly recommend you go watch some of the highlights from the impeachment trial to see how convincing and conclusive the case was, showing that Trump did incite the riot. I want to also give my support to my local senator here in Utah, Mitt Romney, for doing the right thing and voting to convict Donald Trump, saying in a statement, quote, "President Trump attempted to corrupt the election by pressuring the Secretary of State of Georgia to falsify the election results in his state. President Trump incited the insurrection against Congress by using the power of his office to summon his supporters to Washington on January 6th and urging them to march on the Capitol during the counting of electoral votes. He did this despite the obvious and well-known threats of violence that day. President Trump also violated his oath of office by failing to protect the Capitol, the Vice President, and others in the Capitol. Each and every one of these conclusions compels me to support conviction," end quote. I also want to take the opportunity to call out Utah Senator Mike Lee, who voted to acquit Donald Trump during the impeachment trial, saying, quote, "Given the politically suspicious process, the Senate should never have exercised jurisdiction over this article in the first place. Convicting a former official would be an unprecedented and constitutionally dubious step. Never before has the Senate convicted an impeached official after that official has left office. The House managers never demonstrated why that step was necessary in this case," end quote. Lee, like many other cowards, is attempting to side with Trump without condoning his actions openly. But you aren't fooling anyone, Mike. We know you support the fascist. Don't say we didn't warn you about what is going to happen in 2024. On to our second story, we go to Ogden, Utah, where a new arts plaza has been approved. Work is set to begin this spring on a new arts plaza on 25th Street in Ogden called the Dumke Arts Plaza. Quote, "As a public gathering space, it's really designed to bring the community together around all different types of art," said Sarah Meese, Senior Program Coordinator for Community and Economic Development for the City of Ogden. The $4 million project is set to be finished by October 15th of this year. The plaza will feature an LED screen for multimedia events, areas for sculptures, areas for holding events, and more, which should breathe even more life into the lively 25th Street area of Ogden. That concludes our stories today. If you enjoyed the video, be sure to leave a like below and subscribe to see more videos like this. That has been your daily dose of reality. Thank you for joining me today. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Peace.